This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
What does possibility mean to you?
That's a hard question.
Something that you can strive for.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
You're confident in yourself and you believe in yourself. Stuff that you could achieve.
I feel excited. Anything is possible when you're more confident.
Shoes are a huge part of that.
They are the most important part of my style.
You can like express yourself
in the right shoes.
Anything is possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
It is Tuesday at 4 o'clock, and when you think of Tuesday at 4 o'clock on this show, you know it means energy, it means passion, it means Cleveland on Cleveland sinful lust. That's where we're talking about John Fanta, college basketball on Fox, on the fan hotline. He joins us now. What's up, buddy?
What is happening, Nick? And Nick, great to be with you guys. Hope all is well.
Well, it's great to talk with you, buddy. We're excited. Camp gets underway here for the Browns. And actually, I'm going to pull a little bit of pivot here. We're actually going to start with the Browns because Albert Breer the other day in his mailbag said it wouldn't be fair to the rest of the team to drag the Browns quarterback, the starting quarterback race out. Do you agree with that, that whatever their decision is, they have to make it quickly?
I don't agree with that. I actually think that this is a real competition, and I think it helps Kevin Stefanski and his staff to maybe have an idea of what they want to do. But here's the thing, guys. Why rush something that doesn't have a ton of clarity heading into camp? I have been a proponent of, I don't think it's fair to send out either one of the rookies in week one. And I mean, I don't think that would happen to Dylan Gabriel, but obviously Shedeur Sanders is in the conversation, and you can't talk about the Browns without talking about Shedeur and his upside and the things that he could do for this franchise. But I also think that the Browns have nothing to lose heading into this year. I mean, they don't have really any expectations. I don't have many expectations for them. You guys might feel differently, but I mean, nobody expects if you ask any national media person, anybody that's outside of Cleveland, they don't see the Browns making the playoffs. So would naming a quarterback in the opening week of training camp, if it helps the team that much and I'm not seeing it, then maybe I'm wrong. But I don't think that Kevin Stefanski has to rush to a decision on something that, frankly, I don't think he knows the answer to, nor do I know the answer. And if the answer is Joe Flacco, what's the point of rushing a decision when Joe has been pressed into action last minute all the time throughout his career? I would let things play out a little bit. I'd get through a preseason game. And if you want to, at that point, make a declaration, that's fine. But I'm not entering training camp with, like, got to name a quarterback, got to name a quarterback, got to name a quarterback. For me, the dynamic of this football team and their honest expectations versus Kevin Stefanski and how you feel about him and how you feel he has to perform to keep his job, that's the most fascinating thing to me. If he feels it helps him, then maybe he'll name one soon. But I actually disagree, as much as I like Albert, I like him a lot, and the job that he does, that they have to just accelerate things on a competition that, frankly, seems like an open game.
John, you mentioned Joe Flacco there. We had a debate earlier in the show on if he is the fan favorite to be the week one starter amongst Browns fans this season. What do you have to say about that? Do you think Joe Flacco is the fan favorite for the Browns this year?
Of course he is. We wanted to give him a key in the city when he led the Browns to the playoffs. So Joe Flacco is a fan favorite. He's become a folk hero of sorts. And, you know, not Booby Gibson or, I don't know, Yu Chang level. There's a pull. this is different here. He actually led the football team to a football team that, frankly, you know, when the circumstances are what they are and Flacco enters, come on, guys, we didn't know what to expect. But he beat Father Time in that run, and yeah, eventually things caught up with him. And in the playoffs, things went south, and, you know, they were playing a Houston team that was just better than them on that day in every facet. And there's a variety of things that went wrong that day. But, like, Joe Flacco gave this franchise the last hope that people remember. So, of course, he's a fan favorite. I think if you asked any fan right now, they would say Joe Flacco or Shedeur Sanders because they're a big fan of Shedeur or they're a fan of the show and the hysteria. And I think that the Browns are probably going to get to a point where that eventually becomes their season, is can either one of these rookies play? You know, I think if you ask the fans, Kenny Pickett might finish last because, oh my, in a shocking turn of events, Cleveland Browns fans aren't huge on a guy who was wearing black and gold. But that's not how a quarterback competition gets judged. I have nothing against Kenny Pickett. He goes out there and he performs the best, and Kevin Stefanski believes that Kenny Pickett's the best option for him, then he goes with him. Here's what I will say, okay? And I actually disagree with people who are reporting this severely, and it's nothing against their work. But
sounds like you hate him.
I have never heard of a case that you walk into a season and people say, well, yeah, there's really no expectations on this season, and, you know, they're not looking at it from this season that they're fighting for their jobs. The biweekly paycheck and the expectations of being one of 32 men to either be a general manager or a head coach of an organization, and the history of sports would say otherwise. When have you ever, ever, ever walked into a season and said about a guy who's been in the job for several years, when have you ever said, yeah, there's questions surrounding him, because there's questions around Stefanski. When have you said about someone, yeah, you know what, this year's kind of a wash. It really doesn't matter that much. That's false. And the Browns' history would say that too. Kevin Stefanski has pressure on him to show that he can still coach and win football games at this level. And the Browns' early schedule is hell. That early schedule is hard. If you ask the first three games, Bengals at Ravens, Packers, what's the most winnable game? Would you guys both agree it's week one against Cincinnati down by the lake?
Yeah.
Yes. Yes. I mean, that's track record. Kevin Stefanski's outcoached Coach Taylor, and the Browns have had the Bengals number in Cleveland. If I'm Kevin, I'm not walking into week one with a rookie. I know that deep down they could say whatever they want messaging wise. I got to show that I can still coach a little bit. And week one's the most gettable division game, other than, you know, maybe Pittsburgh at home. You could say Heinz Field, Acrisure Stadium, whatever you want to call it, a dumpster fire in Pittsburgh is what I call it. You could say that place, you know, the Browns could win a game there. Guess what? They've won one, I think, in my lifetime. And I turned 30 yesterday. So
happy birthday.
I don't think – thank you. I think if you're Stefanski and you're the Browns, you walk into that week one game and you're going to put the guy out there that gives you the best shot to win. And it might not just be the fan favorite, but I would argue if you are trying to win games this year and you as the coach are trying to keep your job, I actually believe that Flacco week one is the move.
All right, John. So this brings us to an interesting conversation, given what you just said. What is more likely, Shedeur Sanders starts week one for the Browns or never plays it down in the regular season here?
Oh, it's the former. That's more likely. I mean, it's more likely that Sanders goes out, he shines, and he shines enough for the owner to walk into the room and say, I love this kid. Actually, I really don't care if we lose some games. but I saw Jaden Daniels and what he meant to Washington, and I want that for me too. Like that meme on social media, you know, that's what I want that for me. I could totally see there being a world where if Shedeur Sanders is close.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
In this race, and he does well enough in training camp, then do they do it week one? Why not? You know, again, they don't have anything to lose. And they could say that the powers that be could say, you know what, we don't really care about throwing him to the wolves. I'll just be candid here. Like, I wanted to see, this is just my theory. I don't think you can accurately judge the Browns roster last year on everything because the quarterback play was so damn dreadful. And so as a result, I'm a little concerned about a rookie who could be flawed, which most rookies are. Jaden Daniels don't grow on trees. A rookie who could be flawed going out there week one. And like I just said, I feel like this roster gets some level of an incomplete grade on last year because the defense was always on the field, and whatever Ken Dorsey was doing should have had him bagging groceries at Walmart, not, you know, doing whatever it is that he says he was doing. The fact is Sanders starting week one, though, is more likely than him never playing it down. Provided he's healthy, he's going to play at some point. There's no shot he ain't playing.
John, I want to switch some gears, talk a little bit of guards with you. Obviously, the 10-game losing streak happened, and it was dreadful, but they bounced back. They were able to get back in the win column against the Houston Astros and then took care of business against the Chicago White Sox. You feeling any differently about this Guardians team, or you still think they should probably sell everything off at the deadline?
Well, I don't think they should sell everything off. I think they should sell some things off that make sense for them from a business standpoint because – they're still closer to the bottom than they are to the top, but that schedule is real in the second half in that it is easy. And this baseball team has not proven that they can just beat up on people. Although this past week, they showed me something. And when you come out of the break and you've got the Athletics and you've got the Orioles, who, by the way, have actually been playing better as of late, that series to me is going to be, and we're on, you know, I'm on with you guys. We're talking every Tuesday. I actually, in the Baltimore series, provided that Cleveland can take care of business against the Athletics, who How many times have we just said a team name? They don't have a city attached to them right now. It's so strange. Provided that they could take care of business against the Athletics, that could be a sweep. At the end of the day, Detroit overcame a deficit similar to this in the second half last year, and look how well they were playing going into October. I think that the reports of a funeral or that the team was dead, I always thought those were premature. I think the way that the front office handled the offseason was not good. But a bad offseason became, now we're going to start declaring that they don't care at all and that they're a terrible organization. And that's just, that's unfair to the people who have actually done a lot of good over the last decade for this franchise and have put themselves in a position where they could have won a World Series. And frankly, they choked away a 3-1 lead and, you know, they've made a couple of championship series and it hasn't exactly gone their way. This window, the Athletics, Orioles, Royals, Rockies window is a position for them where could they win 12 of 16 games, 13 of 16 games, and their season turns in a weaker American League? An American League where now the Yankees are a wild card team because they're really, really struggling and showing that, yeah, in baseball, there's human element to this that we just can't solve. Yes. So I think the Guardians should do some selling. To what degree? We're going to find out when they come off this All-Star break and they have those two series against the Athletics and the Orioles. But make no mistake about it. If they win 5 of 6 or 6 of 7, yes, I do think Cleveland is going to trade one of their assets because I think that they look at the business side of things and they look at always prospect trajectory upside, and that's how they do business, whether you like it or do not.
John, Stephen Kwan was quoted last night on the broadcast there of saying he doesn't want to leave Cleveland. How much weight should we put into Kwan saying he does want to stay here?
Well, Stephen comes off very genuine. Like, Francisco Lindor would – remember when Francisco Lindor was on the All-Star Game broadcast, guys, when the All-Star Game was in Cleveland, and he said, you know, this is my city, these are my people. I got to be honest with you, I didn't believe a word of that. I thought it was a lie. Like, in that moment, he might have been right, but we all knew he was not going to be back. Kwan's unique because – There is this thought like around that clubhouse and around him that he is this, you know, total gamer who has, you know, befriended Jose and is a little bit quirky, but in the best of ways, and is kind of a baseball nerd. I do think, and maybe a, you know, a year from now or whatever, that I'll be eating my words. I do think there's a degree of genuine character to what Kwan is saying. Do I put all the stock in the world of it? It's sports. It's business, guys. Of course not. I haven't heard where you two are on this, but I actually think that there's some truth to what he says because I do think he genuinely loves being a Cleveland Guardian. And if he's saying that, then, yeah, a normal owner and a normal operation works out a way that they could keep him. And if you don't, it's yet another scar in a long list of things that you were unable to do. I would say if there's anybody that you do it for, it's Stephen Kwan. And I don't know what the business side of it's going to look like, but I know he's going to be demanding of more money, as he should. History would tell us the Guardians typically don't do this. Jose Ramirez is to not grow on trees. It's why I actually think there should be a statue for that man someday for taking the pay cut that he did and keeping this franchise to the level it's been on. But for me, I actually believe there's some truth to what Kwan said.
John, we appreciate you, buddy. You killed it as always. We'll talk to you next week as we're getting underway for training camp.
Thank you, fellas. Nick, I expect you guys to be on YouTube and looking at past training camp clips to start working on the biggest thing this time of year, charting passes.
You got to watch the tape. That's it. I'm a big tape watcher. Everybody knows.
You major in pass charting.
It's what people say. My charts are undeniable. Johnny, be good, bud.
Undeniable.
Thanks, John.
See you guys.
John Fanta there, College Basketball on Fox, Cleveland Zone. He joins us every week on the Fan Hotline. We'll react to what he had to say. And we will get to Stephen Kwan, who said it with his chest. meaning it's time for the Quanversation in 5 minutes on 92.3 The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.